Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Mahalakshmi and this podcast is brought to you by Money Control in partnership with Earshot Media. Today is Monday, October the 3rd. I guess all of you have had enough yarn on the MPC over the weekend as the 50 basis point rate hike that was announced on Friday is now done and dusted. So I thought I should really talk about something else in this first edition of Market Minutes, but guys, I just could not reconcile to that because all that the markets right now are focused on is the interest rate trajectory. Every move of the Fed, every word spoken by Jerome Powell, and every move by the RBI and every word spoken by Governor Das seems to be the most important market moving variable right now. So let's spend a few minutes here. Now, on Friday, the Indian market did not really move all that much after the rate hike because it was really on expected lines. There was no surprise really in the quantum of the rate hike. Even the narrative, meaning the stance, the projection that the RBI put out, had no surprise elements at all. Inflation projection for the year stood at 6.7%, exactly as expected. GDP estimate was down marginally at 7% compared to 7.2%, but really nobody cares. It's not a big difference. But even though RBI's policy did not bring forth any unpleasant surprise, there is one number that seems a bit disconcerting right now, and that is the spread between the interest rates in the US and India. Right now, the benchmark 10-year US Treasury is at 3.82%, and the same for India is at 7.39%. That was Friday's close. This difference in benchmark yields is at its lowest since the global financial crisis of 2008. In fact, it has narrowed sharply essentially in the past 2 months when the US market saw yields rise really sharply, but Indian yields did not move all that much. Just over the last 2 months, if you see, US yields have gone up from 2.67% to 3.82%. And in fact, it almost kissed 4% a few days back before it let up a bit. But benchmark yields in India have only seen a rise of 0.25%. So what really determines this difference in yields and why is it important? Well, there are a number of factors. If you are a global investor, you invest in US treasuries, you earn about 4% today. If you are to invest in India, you earn about 7.3%. For you to really make that 7.3%, you need the rate at which you buy the rupee to invest in India to remain at the same level when you convert back into dollars. At the very least, the rupee should not depreciate more than the difference in yields, otherwise your returns will be eaten away, correct? So unless investors believe that the rupee will not depreciate more than 3% a year, it is unlikely that the India bond yields will remain this low at 7.3%. Of course, the spread can also go up if the yields in the US go down, but we do not see that happening because the inflation problem there is still grave and rates are going to go up. So the more probable outcome is that there will be pressure on yields to rise here in India because there might be still some risks lurking around the currency. One tiny bit of good news though is that the government borrowing program for the rest of the calendar has come in at 10,000 crores lesser. It's a small difference. The borrowing for the year is down to 14.21 trillion instead of the earlier projected 14.31 trillion. And even the current account deficit has come in below expectations. The current account deficit was expected to be around $30 billion for Q1 FY23. It has come in at $23.9 billion, and this is because of largely surge in service exports. So although nothing looks awfully wrong right now, this thin spread or the narrow spread between US bonds and India bonds is something we need to be watchful of because that's not the trend that we have seen in the past few years, especially the last decade. If there were to be rise in yields, we all know what it means. It means bad news for equities, not only because it affects corporate earnings, it also affects valuations. In fact, last week, CLSA had also articulated on this point. They believe that one cannot rule out high volatility in the currency market as the forex cover for our imports has come down to 9 months and the geopolitical and commodity risks have not gone away. There is another side to this currency story, but I'm not going to go into that because I want you guys to tune into this podcast every morning. I'll talk about this another day. But more from CLSA, they had two more interesting observations. One is that the negative real yield in US is now at a 60-year low. This leads them to believe that the terminal Fed funds rate and the US 10-year yield will overshoot the expectation of 4.75% for the current rate cycle. What does this mean? Essentially, when this rate cycle, this hiking cycle peaks, the level that the market expects the rate to settle is 4.75%. But CLSA believes it will overshoot this level because of its expectations on inflation and the rate trajectory. This means more turmoil ahead, both for equity and debt markets. Meanwhile, the rout in global markets continue unabated. The US markets were down close to 1.5% on Friday too. Whether it is the US Treasuries, which is considered the safest asset class in the whole world, or emerging market equities, global stocks, bonds, overall, we have seen about $36 trillion in value getting eroded for these assets over the past 9 months. As we are going through this reset of the ultra easy money policy we have seen ever since the Greenspan days. India seems to be holding forth well for now, but we cannot get lulled into believing everything is all right. It won't be a sin to stash your cash under your mattress either. Nobody will blame you for that. But at the very least, we need to be watchful. So don't be too adventurous. Have a great start to the week and a profitable day ahead. And tune into Markets Minute tomorrow, same time.